Welcome to another edition of Attention Please, Life in the ADHD Fast Lane. I'm Dr. Stephanie Sarkis. Today's podcast, does your child have ADHD? Parents often ask me what the difference is between an active child and a child with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. If your child is very active, yet makes and keeps friends, works to their ability in school, does their homework, is organized, and follows through on their chores, there may not be an issue. Granted, if your child does all those things, they may be superhuman. All children have difficulties at one time or another. However, as some children get older, the gap between their behavior and other children's behavior widens. If you already find that your child is not working to their potential in school, has difficulty making and keeping friends, cannot follow through on multi-step directions, and seems prone to frustration, you may want to seek an evaluation from a doctor. Child and adolescent psychiatrists are the most qualified to evaluate for ADHD. When parents meet with a doctor to discuss their child's overactive and inattentive behavior, many of them realize that they had the same behaviors when they were children. Since ADHD is genetic, express your concerns to the doctor that you also experienced the same issues when you were a child. This information will aid the doctor in helping your child, and the doctor can give you a referral for your own evaluation. Adults with untreated ADHD are more likely to have fatal car accidents, have a higher rate of divorce, a higher rate of anxiety and depression, and they're more likely to abuse drugs. During an evaluation for ADHD, the doctor may ask you about your family history of ADHD, because ADHD is a genetic disorder. If a child has ADHD, it is highly likely that at least one of the parents also has ADHD. There is no blood test or other lab test to determine if a child or an adult truly has ADHD or depression or anxiety. So in addition to an interview, a doctor may have your child take a computer test that can determine the rate of inattention or hyperactivity. If your child does meet the diagnosis for ADHD, there are a few treatment options. One option is counseling. Counseling for ADHD can consist of the parents working with the counselor to find the most effective method of raising a child with ADHD. One recommendation is to use positive reinforcement, rewarding the child for appropriate behavior. A common concern of parents is that their child does not learn from their mistakes or from getting consequences to their behavior. This is a feature of ADHD. The brain has difficulty remembering and processing the behaviors related to a consequence. So the child repeats the behavior again, leading to frustration for both the parents and the child. If the parents catch a child being good and reward him or her, positive behaviors will increase. Another treatment option for ADHD is medication. There have been concerns recently about the side effects of stimulant medication on children and teenagers. However, studies have shown that children who are not medicated for ADHD have a 6 times higher rate of substance abuse than children who are medicated. Teenagers with ADHD also have a 10 times higher rate of pregnancy than teens without ADHD. Impulsivity, difficulty understanding consequences, and the need to feel accepted contribute to this higher pregnancy rate among ADHD teens. When someone has ADHD, they have a low level of a brain chemical called dopamine. If the brain is low on dopamine, people are more likely to turn to drugs and other high-risk behaviors to raise their level of dopamine. Medication is a regulated and much safer way to get the dopamine at a normal level. There are many positive aspects to the ADHD personality. Treatment for ADHD does not mean that these positive features go away. Instead, it can help a person with ADHD feel more competent and successful in their day-to-day lives. ADHD is an all-encompassing disorder. It affects work performance, school performance, social skills, and physical health. The sooner ADHD is recognized and treated, the better the prognosis. This is Dr. Stephanie Sarkis reminding you that ADHD can be managed. As a person with ADHD, I know that at times the symptoms can be overwhelming, but take heart. With the right tactics, strategies, and medications, you can live life to the fullest.